glad you're still on board with us. There's a lot more to discuss. We have a lineup of incredible guests joining the show in just a bit, so buckle up. There's more going on over here. If you want to join the show, though, of course, we'll be taking your calls in about 30 minutes. So you give us a call, 877-789-2539. That is 877-789-2539 is the number you're going to want to call if you'd like to elaborate on the stories we've discussed thus far. Look forward to hearing from you, of course, in just a little bit. But we'll be joined by Matt Tardio in a little as well, because Matt's been following a lot of the stuff going on abroad. Specifically, though, we talked about it briefly, about Venezuela. Many of you guys know President Trump admitting that, yes, the U.S. did carry out strikes in Venezuela last week, and he detailed what he says he could provide the American people with. So we'll talk about that with him. There's also an uprising going on right now in Iran. And I don't know, it just screams CIA to me. But we'll ask Matt about that, because he obviously is the expert. And I mean, he's not like a CIA expert, but he's a veteran and he's a podcaster and he follows all things abroad. So this will be a good one for him to discuss as well, because he has been watching this. And we'll also discuss the strikes in Nigeria. Now, Matt has a very interesting take on all of this. And as you heard yesterday, with the guest we had on the show yesterday, there's a lot more than what we're hearing. And well, this is going to be an interesting one, because according to locals, no one has been killed, and that's local reports. So although the Pentagon claims they struck ISIS areas in the northwest region of Nigeria, well, there's a lot that we have to kind of poke around and ask for. Also, if we have time, and I hope we do, China, Taiwan, there's stuff heating up over there that Matt wants to talk about as well. So a lot to discuss. We'll try to do like a fire round with Matt to get all of that in. So that will be interesting. Again, we're taking your calls as well. We're also be covering Portland, the homeless issue there, but most importantly, the funding that just keeps getting funneled in. That we'll discuss in a bit as well with Kevin Dahlgreen. As many of you guys know, he's one of the very few independent journalists who go out there and cover the stories of homeless individuals living on the streets in Portland. And he's had himself quite, I'd say, a sad year. He's witnessed over 50 drug overdoses so far this year, where 20 of them have sadly become fatal. And so he's got a lot to sign off on, especially because well, they're looking to funnel more money over into the homeless crisis as well. Also, there's an update regarding there's a missing girl in Texas right now. She vanished on Christmas Eve. It's a big investigation going on right now. Dashboard footage was just released by PD. Logan Washburn is one of the incredible reporters over at Dallas Express. He's actually, I met Logan because he covered my story when I had that gentleman who followed me into my building, obviously. And so Logan does a lot of the local reporting in Dallas, and he follows a lot of the accused Islamic terrorists. There's a lot of them that have been populated in that little region over there, the DFW area. He's got another story for us as well about an individual who's accused of being an ISIS sympathizer. We'll talk about that. He's going to give us those breakdowns, that report as well, in just a bit. So a lot happening here, and a good story, a bit of a good story too, also in the DFW area that he's covering and he's going to detail for you. A 15-year-old girl was kidnapped at knife point, and her father, I'm so proud for him, saved his daughter when he looked up her location and went out there to go find her. He's got that detail, as those details as well, Logan Washburn, in just a bit as well. It's a good story. It's a very good story because her father saved her life. So we're excited to have Logan on in just a bit to detail all of that. A lot happening over here, though. In the meantime, I keep telling you guys, we got a couple more hours left over at thealexjonesstore.com in that sale that I know everyone is a big fan of. It's buy one, get one free on select supplements. Here are some of the eligible supplements. Methylene Blue, those are the capsules. You're going to want to head on over right now. Everyone loves the colostrum. That's also buy one, get one free. Sea moss capsules as well, buy one, get one free. And so much more. So head on over right now, thealexjonesstore.com, and make sure you take a look around. I know colostrum sold out, I believe it was last month we brought it back on. So again, folks, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. Now is the time to stock up, especially because we're heading into the new year. I know everyone always claims, you know, I'm going to work on my health. We'll get serious about it. Head on over to thealexjonesstore.com and make sure you grab these supplements while we have this incredible sale still going on. The best part about this sale, well, of course, it's buy one, get one free, but then that means you're getting the best prices available, and you're helping us out big time. You help keep us on air, so if you'd like to support us, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now, right this second, and make sure you make that purchase now.
In my kitchen, I cook what's right. Simple traditions, pure delight. Optimal human beef tallow treats meals just right. Cook strong at high heat with a taste so bright. So get yourself to the Alex Jones store. Support the crew and the InfoWars.
Wake up, folks! Spread this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms!
The Podesta plan is in operation!
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We'll be taking your calls in about 24 minutes, roughly. So if you'd like to join the show, talk about a topic we've discussed thus far, the number is 877-789-2539. That is 877-789-2539. Join the show. And give us a call. We'll do our best to get to everyone. I know yesterday I tried getting to all the callers, but unfortunately we didn't. But we're looking to meet that goal today. So it's 877-789-2539. We'll be talking a lot about the foreign policy going on right now over the White House. And as many of you guys know, the White House really buckling down when it comes to the countries that have funneled fentanyl into the United States. And, you know, President Trump has made it clear that he does deem Venezuela as a big perpetrator in that. Now, although a lot of people tell you that about 10% of the fentanyl that breaks, well, that comes into our country is from Venezuela. It's not the largest place that's sending their fatal fentanyl into the U.S. But President Trump still focused on the regions. And yesterday in clip 11, he admitted, which I believe was originally a CNN report, he did admit that, well, the Trump administration did lead strikes on the ground in Venezuela. Take a listen.
Can you say anything more about the explosion in Venezuela that you mentioned in the radio interview? Did the military do that?
Well, it doesn't matter, but there was a major explosion in the dock area where they load the boats up with drugs. They load the boats up with drugs, so we hit all the boats, and now we hit the area. It's the implementation area. That's where they implement, and that is no longer around. I don't want to comment.
All right, joining me to discuss, Matt Tardio. He's a veteran and he's also a podcast host, and he's been following all things Venezuela, and he is with us right now to do just that. All right, Matt, we got a lot to work through. It's not just Venezuela we're going to be talking about. It's also Iran. There's an uprising going on there that we'll get your take on as well. Nigeria and then Taiwan and China as well. So we've got a lot to dive into, but the Venezuela thing caught a lot of wind yesterday when the president made those statements. Your reaction to the president's comments?
Yeah, I'm not even quite sure that we actually ended up bombing them. You know, we authorized black ops over inside of Venezuela, what, like a month ago, maybe? Mm-hmm. And the president even didn't directly state that that's what happened. And have you seen the footage on the ground that actually took place over there? No. It doesn't necessarily look like a bomb went off.
Yeah, no. I think there was another clip, too, where he said it. But, Matt, I'll go with you on this one. I think there was another clip where he might have said it. I'll dig into that because I think it was supposed to be a different clip and it might be the wrong link. But there were reports, and I think it was CNN initially that reported that we were responsible for it. But again, it's CNN, so
saying we're responsible for it. Yeah, I'm not arguing the fact that the United States is responsible for it. I'm arguing over how it was actually conducted, what actually went down on the ground over there, right? Because the United States has several ways of getting things done, especially when you start looking at sabotage and you look at all of these different operations, especially in a denied area like Venezuela where people would be operating over there. So, I mean, there's lots of different ways to go about it. Maybe that's why Trump didn't want to actually come out and be like, yeah, we blew him to hell. You know, we were very proud of what we did over in Iran. So I don't understand why we'd be so secret about what we did here, unless there was an alternative way that we went about conducting that operation.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're going to keep our eye on it because, I mean, it seems to be heating up in Venezuela. Everyone who I keep talking to keeps telling us to keep our eye on the region. Again, I mean, it just seems to be a situation that's ongoing, but also a lot of people want an explanation as to why we're so focused on Venezuela specifically. A lot of people are fearing that this is just a regime change push. And again, I do strongly think that that is likely the case. But again, we're just going to keep our eye on it. Let's talk about Iran right now. Because Iran, there seems to be an uprising in Iran. And this kind of screams CIA to me a bit. But obviously the president making it one of his other focuses of many is to obviously get the nukes out of their hands. We saw that all play out earlier this year. But most importantly, now we're seeing that all over Iran is these uprisings and these protests, which is something that's not supposed to really be happening in Iran. Break down the latest that's going on in the region.
Yeah, it's pretty convenient timing, I think, you know, between Iran and Venezuela. Mm-hmm. I think the last time I was on your show, I actually talked about this, how you have the IRGC that's, you know, piloting these ships that's selling the Venezuelan oil up over into China. Mm-hmm. And what we did was we went after the IRGC's funding when we started taking those ships out, right? Like that goes against their nuclear program or their uranium development program, that goes against their ICBMs, that goes against them going out and, you know, funding people like the Houthis and Hezbollah. And so the rial's crashing. As a result of all of the sanctions that the U.S. has been putting against them. And the inflation over there is just out of control. You know, people can't afford anything, so they're rioting in the streets. And at the same time, we had Netanyahu speaking with Trump. And this is what, like 2 weeks now, where he's been bringing this up, saying that we got to start going after Iran. We've got to pay attention to them. We might need to start bombing them again, trying to push Trump in that direction. And the interesting part about it is Netanyahu went to Trump before, right, this big uprising ended up coming out. But we had signs of this uprising last month. We had numerous videos that were circulating online of Iranian officers that came out and defected and urged the people to do exactly that, like to rise up and to start defecting. And then we had Mossad X accounts yesterday that ended up coming out, basically saying that they were with the people on the ground and it's something that's being pushed over there. So it kind of makes me wonder if all of this stuff isn't orchestrated. When we look at what's kind of taken place in the past, it's not absurd to me that we would go back and we would bomb Iran again, because they've been pushing back really hard against the IAEA and the UN, you know, trying to reaffirm their right to peaceful uranium, you know, enrichment. But the problem is they enriched it all the way up to 87%, according to the IAEA. So this isn't like, you know, the U.S. coming out and stating that we've got evidence of yellow cake taking place over inside of Iraq. This is different. This is the IAEA stating that they're doing that. It's different. Undisclosed locations, you know, places that they were supposed to be reporting, but they weren't, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think even Trump ended up coming out with a statement that yesterday or the day before saying that we knew where they were continuing to with their uranium enrichment program. And there was rumors that was taking place at Fordow, the place that we had dropped those massive 30,000 pound bunker busters, those bombs that we designed for 20 years specifically just to keep Iran in check, mm-hmm. Because of Fordow. And Trump ended up stating that it's not at the same places, that they're doing it at new places, and we're aware of where these places are at. And if we need to, we'll go in and bomb the hell out of them. So I'm kind of with Trump on this one. Iran can't have it. But at the same time, I think you're right. You know, between either the CIA and Mossad kind of orchestrating this whole situation on the ground over there, and we've seen signs of it coming for months now. And it's very key timing between what we're doing over inside of Venezuela and what's taking place with Israel calling for new bombing operations. I don't think Iran's got the ability to respond with all of this different stuff going on.
Yeah, I don't think they do either. And I think that's probably one of the many strategies that they're utilizing right now and to make that happen. By the way, I knew I saw it somewhere. I just pulled it up. Eric Prince was my source on this one. So President Trump acknowledged that a CIA drone strike, which Eric Prince, he knows what he's talking about. So I trust him more than I trust CNN. I just couldn't remember where I read it this morning. About a week ago, to destroy Venezuela docks allegedly used by Tren de Agua for drug trafficking exports. So that's where I saw it. I knew it was somewhere. I had to dig into that. But it's getting interesting. I mean, again, I sat back and watched as Netanyahu was over at Mar-a-Lago yesterday, and kind of figured that there was something spewing there. I think that they admitted that they had multiple things that they were talking about, but we only really heard about the Gaza peace deal angle to all of this. So we'll see how that plays out. But obviously the president supporting, so far he supported the big push to denuke Iran. So we'll keep our eye on that. Since there's so much going on in the world, I want to get your take on this as well. You know, we had a guest on yesterday who waited on Nigeria because he's been in the region. He obviously does a lot of work with the Christians over there. And he was ultimately saying that although it sounds good that in the northwest region of Nigeria that we did lead those ISIS strikes, and the photos, the aftermath do look bad. We're hearing reports, though, that there was no individuals actually killed in any of this. You've been following this mm-hmm. extensively as well. What are you seeing?
So my initial question that comes to mind is why Nigeria and why are we bombing open fields, right? And it could be going after weapons caches and things of that nature that are hidden out in these fields, but that's drastically different than targeting the fighters themselves. But when you picture Nigeria and you picture, let's take this at face value and say the United States did in fact get intelligence from Nigeria, and we did go over and we did target different weapons caches that were over inside of these fields. They're right outside of those villages. Right. And so if we're going to bomb the ISIS fighters, essentially, at least in my experience, fighting ISIS and Islamic extremism, you'd be bombing the entire village. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm not saying that that's what the United States does. I'm saying that that's likely where the fighters are hiding at, and that they just walk out in the field and grab their weapons. And so by taking these out, you don't necessarily kill people, but you take out the weapons. But the real question is, why are we over inside of Nigeria to begin with? And it's all going to tie back over to China. It's going to tie back into Iran. It's going to tie back into everything, because China is being very heavily restrictive, especially on silver exports coming out starting on January 1st. They ended up sanctioning a bunch of the defense industry here in the United States of America. And that specifically is going to put a big hurting on us, because you're not any of those precision guided weapons without that metal. Over in Nigeria, you have a very large lithium deposit, and China ended up winning over the contract for that lithium deposit. They beat Elon Musk out. Elon ended up bidding on that lithium deposit and he lost. And the stated reason for Nigeria was Elon wanted to take a lot of the metal, but Nigeria has a law that says you got to keep, you know, the production and all of that stuff. Like, you basically have to build business in Nigeria, and China ended up doing that. Well, China is going to take that metal. They're going to bring it back to China, and they're going to start dominating that industry. And you're talking about potentially the largest lithium deposit over in Africa. So here we have Elon getting turned down 1 year. 2024, you have China getting approved, and all of a sudden we're concerned with Christians over in Nigeria. We're not concerned with them over inside of Sudan. We're not concerned with them over inside Syria, where al-Jalani's been murdering them left and right. Nope, we're just concerned with Nigeria. And instead of actually going after and killing terrorists, we're going to take out their weapons. So I find it kind of suspect, and a part of me wonders what it is that the United States government is actually up to over there.
Yeah, and Matt, I don't know if you recall, and this, I want to ask about this. I remember in the first term, the president called out the genocide going on against Christians in Nigeria, but there was nothing actually done on the ground. But now we're seeing that there's movement. What do you think about that?
Well, again, why? You know, this is where my question comes in. Why just Nigeria?
Yeah.
You know, it's not like Islamic extremism isn't killing Christians left and right all around the world. We're just focused on Nigeria. So the question is, why Nigeria? And that is what I would implore people to kind of like look into and take a look. Sudan, you have Christians being murdered, like I said, mm-hmm. over inside of Syria as well. And again, we partnered with a Al-Qaeda freaking terrorist in order to make that happen, you know, who is continuing to do these things. So what's going on? You know, Nigeria is very key. But at the same time, I have trouble thinking that it's just about the Christians in general. And at the same time, you know, right after we did those strikes, you have United States saying, no, we worked with the government of Nigeria in order to make this happen. And then what did Nigeria turn around and do? Well, they banned anybody with a U.S. passport from entering Nigeria. So if we are in such good partnership with Nigeria and taking out these ISIS terrorists, why did they turn around and do that?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Matt, I got a lot of questions in regards to that. I mean, I keep reaching out to the Pentagon, so I'm going to try to dig into this a little bit more. But I wanted to get your take on this too, because this is obviously something that I see quite often, but you're telling me that this is different than times we've seen in the past in regards to Taiwan and China, and about the military buildup, the Navy buildup surrounding Taiwan right now. Can you break down what's going on the ground and why you think that this is different from what we've seen thus far in the past?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's no secret that China has been wanting to take Taiwan for a very long period of time, very long period of time. And they've been escalating tensions over there in the region for a while. You know, last year we saw them even going over and running into boats. All sorts of stuff has been going on. And China themselves has been very smart over the last decade plus. You know, you're talking about a country that has literally built islands, declared them sovereign Chinese territory, and then pushed into international waters, claiming that as, you know, Chinese water, kind of controlling the waterways over there as well. And in my opinion, Taiwan is just kind of another step there. And when you look at the U.S. economy right now, where we're, you know, sitting at almost $39 trillion in debt, you're looking at a very depleted munition stockpile because of everything that we've been doing over the last, you know, 25 years, talking about the global war on terror. You're talking about Russia going in to Ukraine and the amount of United States weaponry that has been employed over there. And so our stockpiles have ran down. And that's not even a secret. You know, even artillery shell, Joe Biden ended up, you know, screwing this up. During the earlier days with the war on Ukraine, We were condemning Russia for using cluster munitions. And then Biden turned around and supplied cluster munitions to Ukraine. And it was this huge thing. And Biden in his old age just ended up, you know, leaking, in my opinion, one of the biggest problems, you know, biggest national security issues ever, by screaming that we were out of 155 shells. So we just sent him cluster munitions instead. So that makes me kind of start questioning about what it is that we actually have in our national stockpile, because it's not like you can turn around and create new bombs. Mm-hmm. So I bring all that back to China by saying, if China was ever wanting to actually move on Taiwan, now's a pretty dang good time to do it. You know, we've got issues here at home to where everybody's focused on the deportation of illegal aliens. We've got this isolationist mentality to where we don't want to deal with anybody outside of the United States. You know, we want to pull out of the Middle East. We don't care about what's happening over in Europe with Ukraine. We don't care about Israel over here in the U.S. We don't care about all of these different things. So it's this isolation mentality. And the U.S. dollar is crashing. It's not doing very good. I wouldn't say crashing, but it's not doing that great. And so my question is this a good time for China? Because when you have a vast majority of their Navy encircling this island, you have them moving ICBMs into launchers up in the northern portion of China over by the Mongolian border. And then you had just earlier today an MLRS test that they ended up conducting that ended up splashing down in the water north of Taiwan. And so they are ramping things up and they are escalating. And I think what they're doing is, you know, basically trying to see how the United States government is going to react. And that reaction that you had where you were saying, well, we see this all of the time. And that's exactly the point. You know, if you want to go in and you want to, especially a country like China, you want to go in and you want to invade a country like Taiwan, you kind of want to soften it up a little bit. You want people to get used to these different military drills and military exercises. And when you look at what Russia did before they invaded Ukraine, they were conducting what? Military drills along the border with Ukraine. Right. And they ended up stacking 180,000, 200,000 troops. And Russia just stood by and said, no, we're conducting military drills. That's all we're doing is military drills. So, I mean, it's a cause of concern for me that China is escalating that nature and putting that much of their military firepower over around Taiwan while claiming military drills, because they're partnered really close with Russia and it worked for them. Why wouldn't it work for, you know, China?
So, Matt, my follow-up, I guess, would be more about the current leader. Obviously, Trump prides himself on being a much tougher leader and that foreign leaders do fear him. We saw a lot of the moves being made. I saw a lot of the moves being made under the Biden administration. And I think a lot of us in the media were critical, thinking that China would make the move with Biden because he is softer, obviously, when it comes to foreign policy and being able to utilize our military. I mean, he completely decimated with DEI and other tactics. So why do you think, I mean, ultimately they would make this move now, given the fact that President Trump has built our military up over a short time? He's definitely strengthened it while Joe Biden completely weakened it.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely strengthened it. And Xi's not stupid, right? Xi's not going to do something where he doesn't have a good guaranteed outcome. But it's not just about, you know, the way the Secretary of War has been moving and increasing our military. You got to understand that, you know, prior to Biden, you had Trump, but before that, you had Obama. Right. And all of that combined over time, you end up having people that are rising up through the ranks inside of the military, and they get put in these different positions in these different slots. And there is resistance that is still living within the military. And just because you bring in a new Secretary of War, just because you announce that we have brand new recruiting, because you have all of these things, that doesn't mean diddly squat when you have leadership that's within the United States military that is counter to the direction that we are trying to move as a country and to be coming, making it stronger. You know, we've been focused for what, 20 plus years on this global war on terror. And what we failed to realize that was while we were focused on this global war on terror, we have massive countries like China and Russia that are focused on these different types of near peer conflicts. Mm-hmm. And so our military was trained and focused for so many years on global war on terror, on counterinsurgency and things of that nature. And we saw this shift over the last couple of years of them going back and saying, you know what, we need to get back to the basics. We need to just start doing very, very basic things. We need to learn how to enter and clear a trench again, right? These are things that were long forgotten within the military, and we haven't been doing it either. And the interesting part is China and Russia have been partnering up together. North Korea obviously has been sending troops over, you know, to Russia, getting experience over on the front line as well. And all of that's information that's kind of being passed back. If we were to take the U.S. military and put them on the front line over inside of Ukraine, for example, that is a completely different conflict, something completely different that we just quite frankly aren't used to, right? That we haven't been doing. And there is practical experience to be learned there. And that on-the-ground experience, in my opinion, is way more valuable than anything we could ever train or drill on over here in the United States of America. Yeah. One thing that we are really good at is combined arms, right? And this is where Ukraine's kind of lacking, and Russia is severely lacking is this combined arms aspect, meaning that we're going to use our armor, we're going to use our artillery, we're going to use air power, we're going to use our sea power, right? We're going to use all of these things and bring them to overwhelm the enemy on the battlefield in the correct timing in order to close with and destroy. And when you look at what kind of this conflict over with China, well, we've got something completely and totally different. We've got an island that we're worried about over in Taiwan. When was the last time the Marine Corps was used in that manner, right? When was the last time the United States Army was conducting amphibious assaults? You know, these are things that are completely and totally different, right? That our United States military isn't exactly used to.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, Matt, we're going to keep our eye on this. There's a lot going on. And we look forward to keeping up with your work because you're the one who's following a lot of this. So folks at home right now, if you want to give him a follow on X, make sure you do just that. Anger Tab is the easiest way to find him over on Twitter. You do a great job at outlining everything. So Matt, thank you for joining me. I appreciate your time as always.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you. It's always a pleasure. All right, folks, I wanted to bring this to you because this is very, very interesting. You know, Scott Turner, he's speaking out in regards to housing fraud. He's the individual who's responsible for, he's the Secretary for Housing and Urban Development. Now, he claims he's just uncovered a massive amount of fraud. Take a listen to clip 15.
You know, during the Biden administration, there were over 12 million illegal aliens that came over the border, straining our housing supply and making the costs go up. And so we worked with Secretary Noem at DHS, as you alluded to make sure that only American citizens are living in HUD-funded housing. We also took away FHA-backed mortgages from illegal aliens during the Biden administration. They turned a blind eye. But we're going to keep the law to make sure that these mortgages, which are backed by the taxpayer, go only to the American people. And lastly, we are mandating that every public housing authority give us a comprehensive account who's living in every unit in taxpayer HUD-funded housing.
Wow. Another, Ashley Davis, another impact of that wide open border. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And there's a lot of impacts due to that wide open border, thanks to the Biden regime. And still, in case you're wondering, no one's been arrested. No one's been arrested. No accountability so far from this new administration. Very unfortunate. All right, folks, we're taking your calls. So if you want to join the show, give us a ring right now, 877-789-2539. That is 877-789-2539. We're talking to you. We're going to go through the news cycle, obviously, and keep adding extra stories and throwing them out there, giving you updates and everything you want to see. But we also want to hear from you on the stories we've done thus far. So again, the number is 877-789-2539. We'll get to that in just a little bit. We'll also be getting to other stories as well. There was this Nick Shirley video that he, and I don't know when he taped this, but I just saw it. I think it's actually a great video. And it is very unifying. It's very unifying. So we'll play this in a bit. It has to do with a Black Christian speaking out against those who are moving into his community, and specifically those are Muslims, and why he thinks it's very important for everyone to jump on board and get vocal on this issue. So we'll play that clip from Nick Shirley in a bit. We'll also be diving into, we'll dive in and out of it because it's quite long. You know, Mike Benn's a good friend of mine. He does an incredible job at doing these deep dives. He did a 2-hour video that he actually just made. He took it off from the paywall so you could actually see it now. But I clipped a couple of the most insightful parts of all of this where he's digging into the USAID paying journalists. As many of you guys know, that's probably the biggest story, I think, so far on my side of all of this in 2025. It's definitely top 10 for me. So we'll play Mike Benz's deep dive in just a little bit as well into that. So a lot happening in just a few moments. Don't go anywhere. In the meantime, though, we got buy one, get one free on select supplements over at thealexjonesstore.com. So if you're looking to focus in on your health, improve your health, now it's time to head on over to the shop. There are so many incredible items, including the Atomic Defense, Ultimate Burn, MK Ultra, and so much more. Buy one, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com.
Let me tell you about this. Our sponsor, Bigly, and the products they have at thealexjonesstore.com are whatever the highest source, best quality, highest rated products are. We go out and private label them, and in some cases, soup them up and make them even better. So we did a year ago a survey, what do listeners want? And you wanted methylene blue, you wanted beef tallow that Kennedy talks about, which I know is great for cooking and is so much better for you than seed oils, and you wanted high-quality Shilajit. He brought you all the best. They've sourced the best. This is so heavy. This is so huge. Tiny little scoop of this with whatever you're cooking makes it taste so great, whether it's potatoes, whether it's eggs, whatever you're cooking. Beef tallow is so delicious. It's just concentrated beef tallow, private label from the top ones in the country. No preservatives, no artificial ingredients, gluten-free, packed with nutrients, unlike seed oils, which are fake toxic garbage. Beef tallow is real food that promotes whole body health. Get 25% off now when you become a subscriber today and then lock in a bigger discount. You can cancel any time for free at alexjonesstore.com. Beef tallow has been all the rage. It's what the listeners asked for. We've got the best for you right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And separately, creatine of the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligram gummies, huge container of them. Look into neurological studies, Alzheimer's, you name it. It's so good for young people, old people. Everybody needs it. Got it, 2 flavors, thealexjonesstore.com. And it's your funding this operation that makes it all possible. I need your support. I am funded by you. I am supported by you. And I'm battling the Democrat Party law firms that have been trying to shut us down, and we've been winning thanks to your support. But it takes money to fight this war. So don't wait. Get our creatine gummies. Get the new incredible beef tallow. Just as amazing or more is the bovine colostrum. The first 2 weeks from cow's milk is the ultimate combo of super nutrients. You name it, for your immune system, your clarity, your focus, your hair, your skin, your nails. It's crazy. These are the best products. These are amazing. They will change your life. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And if you're going to buy anything there, become a VIP. $30 a month. Cancel anytime for free. The minute you become a VIP in your profile, you get $40 to spend instantly, making $10. Special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at TheAlexJonesStore.com, become a VIP. Cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for standing with us. We'll never back down, never give in, but we could give out without your support. So you are the reason we're still here, and I thank you and salute you for it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Welcome to TheAlexJonesStore.com, the home of real solutions. Fuel your day with Ultimate Burn and Ultra Methylene Blue. Replenish and recharge with Ultimate Sea Moss or delicious Shilajit gummies. Stay sharp, stay stylish with our t-shirts and sweatshirts. Perfect for any season. Don't wait. Tap into real gear and real supplements at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Power up today.
Force filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Watching The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. Glad that you're all with us right now, because we're going to be taking your calls in just a moment. And obviously there's a lot to dive into there, so we're excited that you're all on hold right now. We'll get to that in a bit. We look forward to just that. I want to give you kind of good news. I mean, it's not fully defunded, but we're getting somewhere. I don't know if you guys saw this, but yesterday those over at the UN weren't very happy because the Trump administration is only pledging, and I know it sounds still like a lot, so don't think I'm trying to cushy this up for you, $2 billion to the UN's humanitarian aid fund. That's a massive slash, okay? And President Trump has been trying his best to kind of reduce the funding and require other countries to pour in more funding. Now, according to them, and those top officials, the foreign U.S. foreign assistance, they're warning the U.N. that agencies, well, they must adapt, shrink, or die. So that is the message being sent. Now, again, that is a massive difference. And, you know, it's good to see. Now, the president saying that this still keeps us among the top donors. So we'll just kind of celebrate a little bit for now, but it's not entirely what I know you guys all want to see. But again, we are heading in the right direction, it seems like. Right now, again, like we said, it's $2 billion right now, but it has in the past been significantly higher. Looks like $8 to $10 billion. So again, this is kind of good news, kind of good news. So we'll at least take that for now. All right, let's jump to the calls right now. If you would like to join the show, 877-789-2539 is the number to call. We're going to keep to the topics we've discussed thus far in the program as well. We've also got two incredible guests joining me in the next hour. So let's jump on those calls. Let's go to Chad in Minnesota. Chad, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning, Chad. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. What's on your mind?
Well, just overall, I think I'd like to say this and use the metaphor of the butterfly effect of what starts out small and becomes chaotic. And I feel like it certainly feels to me that we're in the chaotic stage of the butterfly effect, and we're seeing the results of all these things that are just probably rampant throughout, I would say systemically throughout all of the government. And you talked, you touched base on it earlier about having, you know, we get to a certain point and then it gets shut down. You had the interview with Liz Cullen, and there was a whistleblower from HSI. Mm-hmm. And he even stated, okay, well, I got to a certain point, and then all of a sudden it just, the investigation was shut down. And you take that and you say, okay, well, what happened with Elon Musk and Doge? Exposed and then shut down. And I know that I'm preaching to the choir here, but it's just, we're getting to a certain point where so many people are affected by just little lies, little disinformation, whatever it is, twisting the truth. And it becomes where now we get this infighting stuff, which we all need to just do our best and just stay on track, right? And try to keep ourselves away from that, because that can be potentially a plant or a divisive where somebody, you know, from intelligence comes in and sets that up. And then we get distracted and we get off track and then add to the chaos. And it's great that we're getting exposed, but then you have all these individuals within government or have ties to the bureaucrats that are in there, and they say, okay, well, let's, you know, hey, we need to get these people. Yeah, we do. We know that. We all know this. It's not like it's something new, but what needs to be done is the trail doesn't get, we don't end the trail when we figure out that, oh, well, it's the establishment, so it's going to blow up the whole entire universe and the system and, you know, the economics and everything. And we can't do that. Well, then they'll serve it up on a plate, and this is what we get to eat every day. And the other thing is, I was going to talk about the FBI investigation into now what is Brian Cole Jr., which is just a joke. That Steve Baker, and you mentioned it earlier, which is great. His health, he's, you know, coming back, or coming out of, you know, what he had with his situation, many prayers there. He, you know, what he's doing. And then you have Julie Kelly on the opposite end of that. And that's just another aspect of this where it's like, she goes on Megyn Kelly and says that, oh, whatever came out from the Blaze, you know, that sketchy situation. Really? Sketchy situation? How about the sketchiness within the investigation of Lattermouth, you know, what his report and vehicle of interest one? Nobody's talking about that. Nobody's talking about vehicle of interest one, which had an individual in the passenger seat hooded with a mask on. And it was right around the time that suspect that's on video disappeared. And we have all these people playing games, and now we're 5 years in and statute of limitations. And I'm glad that you put back to Alpha, or back to the fraud in Minnesota. I'm glad that you put Alpha News and Liz Cullen on here, because anybody can go into Alpha News and plug in daycare fraud and look at the dates of when those articles came out. Look at the whistleblowers.
Yeah.
This stuff has been on the radar for a long time. You mentioned it, 2015. Yeah. And here we are. The clock just runs out. And I'm sorry. I am very frustrated with running out the clock and having people, like Alex says, Oh, well, you know, they just, I don't know what's going on. Yes, they do. This is war. So I'll leave it at that. And I appreciate the time.
No, I mean, Chad, we appreciate you calling in. And I understand your frustration, especially because you're from the state. So you're going to be a little bit more frustrated than most. But when it gets too close to those at the top, all of a sudden these investigations get shut down. And like you said, Liz Collins actually has done an incredible job even before the Nick Shirley thing broke. And I think he did a great job, too, at just knocking on the doors, asking simple questions, and then just say, look here, guys, there's nothing here. They can't even spell learning correct. I mean, that's great independent journalism. And Liz has been doing it, too. You know, we played her clips a couple of times when she was exposing this. There was one story that she did with a former TSA agent. I think we played it maybe 3 weeks back, and I follow her, and I got to get her on the show because she does a great job at this. But she was talking to a former TSA agent who's like, no, these people, when they leave our country, they have suitcases of money, like millions and millions of dollars. We played that clip, and I was like, what the heck is that all about? Well, obviously now we know what that's all about. And so, yeah, Liz Collins doing a great job at that. And I'll reach out to her to get her on the show because she has done a lot of extensive diving into all of this and speaking to whistleblowers who have been trying to get those at the top to listen in. And this is great. This is why I love this so much. Oh, here's a story that we played a couple of weeks for you. Again, this happened earlier this month when she talked about the TSA agent seeing that there was millions of dollars leaving the airport in cash flying out. So, again, these are also really important stories that need to be followed. And we're excited that everyone's teaming up on the independent journalism world and hitting it from all angles, because that's really, really important. And, you know, you just mentioned the pipe bomber story. Now, I told everyone, and I'm good friends with Baker, loved the guy to death, was there when he got arrested, and they were trying to make him an example. This is someone who does a great job. And I put out the statement when he released his story about who the Blaze thought was the suspect. And I said, you know, my source is telling me that it's not true. And I'm just putting it all out there. I spoke to Steve on the phone. We had conversations. So it wasn't like I was being, you know, bickering back and forth. But, you know, we've compared notes and compared what we're hearing and what we're learning and stuff. So he's done an incredible job at this. And he's still on this case. And although, again, like I said before, he's having the health issues that he's having, there's a reason why Steve is so heavily targeted and why people go after him. And it's because sometimes he gets too close to the sun and they don't like that. And so for those who go out there and are exclusively trying to debunk his reporting, well, I would say then go do your own digging and show us what the right way is. But many don't actually want to do that. They only want to go after people. And I don't think it's acceptable. And, you know, I got his back. I got his back through it all. So Chad, thank you for calling in. I appreciate you discussing this with us. And his Apple Watch. Okay, so his Apple Watch, I guess I could say it. Me and my good friend Sonny Labosco actually got him that for Christmas. That was my surprise to him, was to get him that Apple Watch. That's the reason why he commented as well. Wanted him to make sure that he could keep up with his heart rate and know what's going on. So, you know, we wish him a speedy recovery, but that is a good, good man, Steve Baker. And we're excited that he is doing significantly better. All right, let's jump into some more callers. Tim in California, welcome back, my friend.
Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning.
I just want to get this out of the way right up front. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
Yesterday, and you know, you don't ever mention stuff like this, but the fact of the matter is, you know, it's like, I don't take other people's money. I'm not going to take your money. I'm not going to sell out. And it's realized you probably have been approached like dozens and dozens and dozens of times to sell out. And each time you deflected it like with a shield in front of you and said, no, 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 not me.
Thank you,
so
Tim.
So proud of you.
Thank you, Tim.
So proud of you.
I talk about this all the time and you know, we'll get to like the top. But like Fox offered me money to get vaccinated. And I said, and it's in writing. So it's like very hard for them to dispute. The email was also published online by another source as well. So they tried paying us to get vaccinated by a certain deadline. And I like literally said no to the money, said resigned, was forced out because they overstacked me with shows, obviously intentionally to push me out. And then went into like 20 grand worth of debt to move back to Florida and pick up all my things and leave. And they even threatened to sue me for $5,000 too for leaving earlier. And that was their contribution to helping me move up to New York City. So it's one of my many examples of like when they offer you money and when it's a bunch of dollar signs and pressure is applied, I just don't take any of it and I don't bend the knee and I'll just always go with what I deem as correct. And I think so many people need to do that. And I understand that there are people out there right now in the podcasting world who are taking money, and thanks for pulling this up, guys, who are taking money. I don't agree with it. I think it's absolutely egregious that they do. But keep in mind to our audience, people aren't getting the views that they used to get. And so financially, they're not getting the money that they used to get. And so there's a lot of sketchy people who are throwing money away. I know I've gotten offers and, you know, I won't publicly release anything unless I have to. But I mean, I try not to do that because I just think it's catty in the back and forth. But there's a lot of money floating around that's very, very questionable. And sadly, so many people are jumping on board. So, Tim, thank you for that moment. I appreciate it.
And I know it's so true, and it's probably you could amplify that beyond imagination, and you're just being humble. But thank you for being true and truthful and the person that you are. And I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Tim.
All right. But the reason I called is, hey, there's more ways to steal than just stealing money. And you're talking about, you know, Minnesota again. Here we are. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, there's a law on the books already that lets Minnesota voters vouch for up to 8 others, even on election day. Mm-hmm. Try to amplify that. How many numbers can you go down that chain? If each person could vouch for 8 others, each could vouch for 8 others, could vouch for 8 others. And then that makes you understand there's more than just stealing money. You make it to where somebody like Donald Trump, hey, man, I have to overwhelmingly win to defeat all the fraud that you have.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Tim, you're right.
It's not just Minnesota. It's not just Minnesota. And it's not just this fraud just here. Believe me, I live in California all these years. I've seen so much fraud here. It would blow your mind. So just, yeah, it's and New York, you know, it's everywhere, right?
It
Chicago.
Is.
Chicago.
Yeah. No, Tim, you're spot on and you're correct. And we're going to keep digging into it. I mean, it's bad, but also you're not seeing much in the way of movement from members of Congress, and that's not, I'm not surprised. I won't pretend to be surprised, but yeah, they're not really doing much. And I think the frustration from the president started to come out a little bit, hopefully a little bit more aggressively. I kind of miss the days when he'd punch, verbally punch, not actual physical punch, but he'd punch those on the right for not doing what they should be doing. Tim, thank you for calling. I want to get to Carrie in Kentucky as well. Carrie, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Brianna. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm always happy to speak with you.
Thank you, my friend.
Yes. I've got 4 points I was wanting to make. It's been a great show, by the way.
Thank you.
There's always so much going on. The first point, though, has not been mentioned, and it's about the terror plot that's busted up in Texas yesterday. Anytime a terror plot is broken up, you know, for something that's going to happen on our soil, I take that as a victory. Those lives were saved. Points two, three, and four. We'll go back to the show. I didn't mean to go off the topic there, but anytime a terror plot is busted up, to me that goes straight to number one. Now to getting based on what's on the show, of course, what's going on in Minnesota with the Somalis. I mean, our nation is just becoming a lawless nation. I mean, there's crime, and when there are arrests, you know, no prosecutions, and then judges are turning right around, letting, you know, people just right back out. And, you know, it's crime as usual. And then our point three is kind of related to point two, but our first Civil War, of course, fought over slavery, but also against secession, which went against the Constitution. And where I'm going with this is Minnesota, you know, redesigned their flag. And their flag redesign looks just like, guess what? A Somalian country flag. To me, that's an act of secession. I mean, so you've got and no offense to the caller from Minnesota earlier. I mean, he sounded like a patriot. And I know there are good people in Minnesota, but Minnesota's becoming a separate nation within our nation. And then the final point I'll make is, I mean, I'm an idealist, but I'm also a realist. And the Nigeria, what's going on in Nigeria, yes, ideally, I wish it was about the Christians, but the gentleman you had, you know, on the lithium aspect of Nigeria, and again, that goes, you know, our lithium is used in medicine. It's used in, obviously, the defense industry, and actually that's actually a national security point I mean, because it's like the gentleman said, you just can't go out and make these bombs willy-nilly. They take certain material to be made to defend our nation. And last, in summary, I'm working really hard to find you a good story, but Brianna, I'm sorry. 99.5% of them were bad.
I know.
And that's all I've got. I'm sorry. I know it's kind of rambling.
I know, Carrie. I've been trying to dig for happier, uplifting stories, and there's not much happening. Not much happening.
No, there's not. Yeah.
Well, we could
but
try.
I did find you one yesterday.
Yes.
And it made Steve Baker laugh.
Yes. He could use a couple of laughs these days. And by the way.
Yes.
He just texted me right now as we're on air, and he's still working. I'm like, dude, relax, enjoy some time. But he's a very busy man, and he's on the ball with all of this. No, Carrie, you're spot on. And by the way, that terror plot in Texas, actually, we're having Logan Washburn on in just a little bit. He's from Dallas Express, and he's been digging into that, so he's going to give us the details on that one. So we look forward to that. But yeah, I mean, anytime a terror plot is crushed before it takes place is a big deal. But again, this is another one with a home, what it sounds like, a homegrown ISIS-inspired terrorist. So we'll see. Obviously, it was suspected should probably throw in there too. But we'll hear more on that front. But yeah, and if you've noticed too, and I'm still, there's another story that I talked about 2 weeks ago on my ex page. We haven't heard a single thing about it. I've tried following up and getting the court filings. I can't get them as of right now. And Logan's also on it too. But there was an individual too arrested, college student here in Dallas, Texas, the DFW area. And he is accused of making terrorist threats and also arson to a place of worship. And so there's this increase in the region of DFW that everyone needs to be aware about, with all these people being arrested for alleged terrorism activity. And so here's another one, and we'll detail it for you. But yeah, no, it's a big, big issue in the area. And it just so happens to have 48 mosques that have gone up over the last 2 years in that area as well. So I'm sure that's not a coincidence, of course. But Carrie, thank you for calling in, and thank you for trying to think of positive stories. If you see a positive story on X, tag me in it, because we want to be more positive. I want to be more positive, especially because it's the new year. All right, let's turn to Bulldog. Welcome back.
Hey, Miss Morello, how are you this morning?
I'm doing lovely. How are you, my friend?
I just enjoyed a nice Christmas with the family and looking forward to the new year. But Miss Morello, I spend my mornings at work listening to American Journal.
And
I really appreciate everything that y'all do.
Thank you.
One thing that I was wanting to talk to you about, Chad that just called from Minnesota, he was talking about the butterfly effect.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a lot of sense for us as Americans. We have to understand that united citizens, so we can enjoy our individual liberties. And I keep hearing this, you know, the white man. I'm not trying to make it about racial, mm-hmm. but we really need to look at ourselves and understand that, you know, that we got to stand together. And this ruling class, they call themselves, they're not the ruling class. They are the serving class. They serve the American people. And they really want to keep on pushing this, you know, this whole thing about white people and so on. That's just to divide us, and we're stronger together, and we got to stand together. And I would just think that we all should get together and maybe say, you know, with all this fraud that's going on and everything else, how about we just take a couple of weeks off of work and see what the taxes do then and get their attention.
I think it's a good idea. And we'll see. There's so much going on over there, too, that I think we're still digging into. So, you know, Bulldog, we'll keep our eyes on that. But again, it just seems to be overwhelming, all the facts that are pouring out from the region, too. So thank you for calling. As always, we greatly appreciate it. All right, we got about two more minutes. Let's go to Liberty, Washington. And if you're on hold right now, by the way, don't hang up. And if you want to call and you still have time, 877-789-2539. We'll keep going through the callers as well. And, you know, I'll switch back and forth as we get to the new hour as well. But Liberty, I want to turn to you. Welcome to the show.
Brianna, I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
You just make me smile. And I am a VIP member.
Thank you.
And Matt, oh my word, you need to have Matt on like every day.
Ah. Oh, well, Matt, our guest.
The two of you, the call-in, the guy, the call-in guy.
Oh.
And the two of you, oh, my word, it just warms my heart. And far as good news, I believe that silver is at 75. So that's good news. And if those who aren't into it, you know, buy the bullion. Alex Jones is right, and he's right all the time. And I love you guys, and I support you guys. And if everyone who makes a purchase would just donate $1, just, you know, like $1 tip, and all the people just did that consistently on all their purchases. There was a little boy who built a church, and he went door to door, and he, you know, said, well, I'm getting money to build a church, and he just asked for $1. And people were like, $1? You can't build a church for $1. So they give him 5 or 10. And this little boy was like patted on the head, like, you know, you're a stupid little boy. Nobody's going to build a church for $1. But he ended up being the sole earner of donations, because all he did was ask for $1. So anybody can give Alex Jones $1 on every purchase you make as a tip. And anyways, I encourage people to do that. And I want to make a plug. Brianna, I am, I'm probably old enough to be your mom. And I have like 4 times the amount of hair that you do. And I'm telling you, girl, if you take the methylene blue and you take your colostrum, and you take those two together, your hair will, like, explode. And the other thing that's happening, and I take so many of you guys' supplements, and my hair is turning the color that it was when I was 18 years old.
Oh.
And it's because of the methylene blue and the colostrum together. And I'm telling you, if nobody's buying this stuff, they need to buy it. And I know I'm speaking to the choir, but I am a supplement snob, and I don't push supplements. And the other guy you had on yesterday was telling about the life force and how they're doing studies on that. And the sea moss. The sea moss, Alex Jones sells, is the best in the world.
Liberty, stay on hold right now. We're hitting hard out, but I'm going to bring you back on in just a second, so don't go anywhere. I didn't want to cut you off, though. Give us 1 minute. We'll bring you right back on. I love the fact that you're doing this, too. Stay put, guys. We'll be right back in a minute.
So it is absolutely critical that you go to the alexjonesstore.com. And until New Year's evening, we are running a ultra massive sale. Buy one, get one free. So buy one supplement, get any other supplement you want free. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement you choose free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together, and they are the best. Ultra Methylene Blue, tincture and capsules, bovine colostrum, sea moss capsules, Life Force, Ultimate Life Force, spike protein, cardiovascular detox. Shilajit capsules and gummies, incredible. Ultimate turmeric, 95% curcuminoid. Ultimate power drink mix, which is even stronger than Turbo Force. If you like Turbo Force, you're going to love it. Ultimate power drink mix, 2 great flavors, now available at alexjonesstore.com. High quality concentrated beef cooking tallow. You asked for it, we got it. Ultra DNA Revival. You like DNA Force? This is even better. It's NAD Plus Booster. It's a private label, one of the top NAD Plus products in the country. Atomic Defense, incredible immune system boosting system. Ultimate Burn, to help you lose weight naturally. MK Ultra, great for your brain. The Tallow Balm, we never talk about enough. Optimal Human, the ultimate green drink. You've heard Harrison Smith rant and rave about it. It is all available at thealexjonesstore.com, and it makes this entire operation possible. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Your support, we can't do without you. Also, InfoWarsStore.com has some limited fish oil and turmeric that are high quality. Also, the collectible fundraiser posters limited edition that I designed. You can also make a straight donation there. We need funds. We got about a $300,000 underage going out in the next few months. We need your support right now. InfoWarsStore.com. You know who you are, the past supporters. I want to encourage those who have been on the fence to take action now. History's happening, and you're betting on a horse that continues to win. Thank you so much.